Right, just before I begin, let's just pray together. So, Father God, we thank you that you are here with us. Would you teach us what it means to come to Jesus and receive rest? Amen. So, we had that hands up early on about who needed a holiday, but to be honest, I think when it comes to busyness, I win. Okay, in the last few weeks, I have moved house, and anybody who's ever done that knows what that involved, packing up a house, traveling, unpacking, cleaning, trying to find places to put everything. I've started a new job, so I'm here in the end of my first week of my new job. Luckily, I have the most amazing boss, two of them, this one and that one. And I've also been looking after my children all of the time because they haven't yet got a school. So to be honest, I think I win. Does anybody think that they can beat that? Has anybody been really, really busy this year? Or you think that you've, go on.
I've been studying for my GCSEs.
That, do you know what, that might actually, that's pretty exhausting. That's pretty exhausting. I might have to give you my number one title. And I imagine that there's quite a lot of people feeling like they've been busy doing things, coming to the end of a school term, waiting, the sun's out, but if you're sitting in an office, you're looking at that sun going, oh, I would like to be out in that, and I'm stuck here doing this. And from the, what we had earlier, it seems like everybody was very, very definitely ready for a holiday. And sometimes when we get into this place, we just need a break. We just need to stop the routine, stop what we're doing, and do something else. So it could be, I don't know, playing some Lego or maybe some Xbox. I was surprised not to hear any of that in terms of what people do to relax. I know my children spend a lot of time playing Minecraft when they want to relax. Or perhaps doing one of those fancy colouring books. Any grown-up's going to confess to having one of those fancy adult colouring books where you draw in. Very relaxing at times, yeah. Or maybe what you need is to go away somewhere, like a different view, go somewhere else. So perhaps it's a holiday in the sun, lying on a sun lounger with just, completely relaxed, physically lying out. That's not my kind of thing. If I did that, I would actually be beetroot red and in a lot of pain. Maybe it's something more active. People go on like active walking holidays or climbing holidays, but it's about a change of routine and a change of scenery. But something which is physically going to refresh your body. But I don't think, in that passage from the Bible that we just read, I don't think that is what Jesus was talking about. I don't think Jesus was saying, go to the Bahamas and there you will find rest. That's not what I heard when I read the passage. So I think he's not quite suggesting a break from routine or physical refreshment and time on a sun lounger. I think he was talking about a different kind of rest, a different kind of peace, a sort of peace and restfulness of the mind and of the heart. It's not just our bodies which get tired. It's also our minds. And I came across this beautiful phrase, which I hope that you will enjoy as much as I do. I don't know if we have a picture to illustrate it. The next one. No, we don't have it yet. But it is a phrase. Oh, there you go. It is called the chattering monkeys of the mind. Now, I don't know whether anybody here has experienced these chattering monkeys of the mind, but what it's referring to is when your mind is so full of stuff, of thoughts, of worries and anxieties, and they're just going round and round in your head, and it's exhausting, and it makes you feel just mentally weary. And you might refresh your body, you might sit on a sun lounger, but if those monkeys are still going on in your mind, if you know the next picture, you're not going to feel refreshed at the end of it. If you've managed to relax your body, but your mind has been going 10,000 miles an hour with all your worries, you're not going to feel refreshed. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest, says Jesus. Rest for your souls. So how do we receive this rest from Jesus? How do we calm and still and quiet those chattering monkeys of the mind? Well, Jesus says the first thing, quite simply, come to him. come to Jesus, the Jesus who is here, who is always with us, we believe, by his Spirit. The Jesus who we can talk to and who we can confide in. And we do this through that fancy word that we use, prayer. We use this through prayer, which is really just about chatting and talking to Jesus, listening to Jesus. And he also says this, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So I think we've got a picture of what a yoke is. It's a bit of an odd one, this. Agricultural society that they grew up. Take my yoke upon you. So a yoke is actually this piece of equipment here that you use to bind two animals together so that they can carry a cart or a plow or something like that. So when Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, what he's essentially saying is like, couple yourself to me. I've got another picture illustrating it. Couple yourself to me. Share that burden with me and we're going to carry it together. We're going to walk through this together. So when we are praying, when we come to Jesus, we're recognizing that, do you know what? He's right there with us. And he's there to walk alongside us. And he's there to help shoulder and carry those heavy burdens which can make our mind be full of those chattering monkeys which just won't go away. And it's not a one-time thing. It's not like you go to Jesus once and be like, here, carry all these burdens, and then it's fine. The Message translation, the other translation we read, it said this. It says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. So the rest that Jesus offers is like a whole new way of life. It's a different way of living. A way where we don't try and do everything by ourselves. We don't try and carry all these worries and these burdens on our own, but we share them with Jesus. We don't let those chattering monkeys get so loud that they spend all their time making us feel weary and exhausted. We offer them to Jesus and ask for him to help us to carry them. And it's not a magic wand. It's not a magic formula which makes all our worries disappear altogether. Oh, that it would be, but it's not. Instead, it's a way of life where we recognize that every day, every moment of every day, Jesus is with us. We aren't alone. We don't have to carry whatever it is that we're carrying inside by ourselves. We can talk to Jesus about it and he will help us with those burdens. So that's what he's talking about. That's that rest for our minds and our hearts and our souls, where we bring those things that are filling us up and we offer them to Jesus and say, help me with this. And that's where we discover that promised rest, that new way of life where we learn to live freely and lightly. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened, Jesus says, and I will give you rest. Now, I think that that little line is such an important thing to remember that I want us to try and learn it. Is anybody up for a bit of learning? Anybody up for a bit of learning? Oh, definitely, it's one person, so they're speaking for all of you. So we're going to try and learn this first. If you have the next one up, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. So what we're going to do is we'll say it together three times, read it out, try and get it in your minds, and then I'm going to have it on another screen with some of the words missing and see if we can still remember it. We're going to sow this seed in our hearts, this remembering that we can come to Jesus for rest. So already, after three, one, two, three, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. And can I tell you, we're going to try and learn the Matthew 11:28 as well. Do you know why? I spent all of my youth learning all of these verses and never managed to learn where they were. And I can spout really amazing bits of the Bible at you, and people go, oh, that's great, where's that from? And I go, I don't know. It's just in there somewhere. So we're going to learn the Matthew 11:28 bit as well. So this time we're going to say it all together again, including Matthew 11:28. So ready? One, two, three. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. One final time. Get it into that mind. One, two, three. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. All right, if we can have the next one up. Okay, let's see if we can say it with the missing words and filling those in. So ready? 1, 2, 3. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Fantastic. Thank you very much.